Let's pray for our staff. You know, at camp, we certainly don't take lightly those of you who have given up your lives to serve. We know it comes at a cost for all of you. We're thankful for the heart that you have for the Lord and for giving in this way. There are great responsibilities, not just the day-to-day tasks that we have, whatever role you fill, but in kingdom and ministry as you serve in this way. In the book of Acts, the apostles, the disciples, had to choose what we call deacons, which means those who serve, because there were growing tasks in the church that needed to be done. But the interesting thing is when they came up with requirements given by God for those who would serve, and some of them, what would seem to be not very spiritual tasks, we read in that chapter that some of the tasks were waiting tables. And so some of you are waiting tables and other things that would seem like this doesn't have the same importance or weight or value as maybe somebody who's counseling with kids or somebody who's preaching or various other things. But God tells us that these are very important ministries and that the requirements for those who were serving were very spiritual. And they were high standards, those full of faith and full of the Holy Spirit. This wasn't just for the new Christian where you're trying to fit them in a place at church so that they don't leave and we want to get them connected somehow. This is for very spiritual people, the ministry that God gave. And I suppose a lot of it has to do with the fact that they were going to be on the front lines with people. And they were going to be the face of the church in many ways. And so many of you who are here and you think you're in the shadows, you are a very important part of Pilgrim Camp. And in some ways, you're the face. A lot of people don't spend time in the office talking with Brother Paul and Sister Min and Brother Peter and Sister Elsie. They're the four that are, I think are manning the office right now. So they get to spend time there, but they'll sit in the dining room and keep you waiting to clean the tables, my apologies. And the way that you minister to them is a ministry of Pilgrim Camp and of the kingdom. So these are not small things that you undertake. Those of you who are counselors, you have different responsibilities. Not only have parents entrusted you with their children, but God has entrusted you with them. And he has seen fit to put you in a place of great influence for a few weeks. Many of you have been campers who are serving now as counselors. I was a camper. How old am I? 40? I'm older than 40. I'm doing math. Six. I was 46 years old. 45 years old. 45 years, 55 years ago, I was a cottager. 55 years ago, I was a cottager for the first time. That makes me 61. And from there, I skipped a few years after that because I didn't have the best experience. It wasn't anybody's fault. I was just really homesick. And so I took a hiatus until I hit the Great Hearts. And then for five more years, I spent, except the first year, a month. So I got over it. A month as a camper every year. But I can remember every counselor that I've had from the cottage. And I can remember the influence they had in my life, some very specific moments, some very specific things that they shared and impact they had on my life. And that's over 50 years ago. So the responsibility you have as you impact and influence children and minister to them, the young people, will last a lifetime in many cases. So this is a great blessing and honor and privilege to serve God in that way. but it's a heavy, heavy weight that we carry, not on our own, but we realize that we need so much to rely on the working of the Holy Spirit within us, that we might minister effectively and in a way that's pleasing to Him. Amen. So the first thing we'll do is we're going to pray for the staff that's down here on this side of camp at Watch Rock. So whether you're in the office or the kitchen or in grounds or lifeguards, whatever your role is on staff, you know who you are because you had to go through a whole process. So would you stand so that we can see who you are and pray for you? Thanks for our kitchen staff, Brother Rich and others who spend long hours blessing us. Brother Tom, Sister Mary over here. So thank you. I want to pray with you and ask God's blessing on your life, Jesus. Let's all join in faith tonight. Dear Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you for your call, God. Thank you, Lord, for opportunity to serve you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for the privilege and the honor, Lord, to be part of the kingdom and that you've given us place and position, Lord Jesus, to have eternal impact. So I pray, Lord, for each of these who have come. They have given of themselves, some for days, some for months. This summer will be here. Thank you, Lord, for the sacrifice many of them are making. Thank you, Lord, that they've counted the cost and they're not looking back. They put their hand to the plow. And Lord, we thank you that you have equipped, you have prepared, Lord, and you have ordained this moment and you have put people in places, Lord, maybe that are unfamiliar to them, maybe with people that are unfamiliar to them. But God, you have ordained this season. And we thank you, Lord, that you will have your way and you will accomplish your purposes. So first, Lord, I pray for each one that is serving God. And in all of their labors, Lord, that we would remember it is not in vain. There will be a harvest. Lord, I pray that you would give grace and strength. God, I pray that in the long days and hours, Lord Jesus, in the heat and just the stresses maybe of the day and things that are still being dealt with at home that arise and we're at a distance and we can't deal with them the way we want and maybe there's some anxiety and frustrations. God, I pray you would settle those things in our hearts, Lord Jesus, that you just give us all that we need for each and every day, new grace and mercy for each morning. God, we pray that you would work in a deep way spiritually, Lord, beyond just what happens in our service. But Lord, as we wait upon you, as we give ourselves to you, Lord, we pray that your blessing would rest upon each one. Lord, answer prayer. Do things that if we were home and able to do ourselves, we would not be able to accomplish. Go beyond man's ability, Lord, and bring miracles and blessing upon each one. Lord, we pray for relationships here. We thank you that you put us together with people, some that we know, some that we don't. But God, you're knitting us together as your body. We pray that these would be fruitful relationships that are developed here. We pray that they would be edifying one to each other, dear God. We pray that there would be a great unity among us for the sake of the kingdom and for the honor of Jesus. So God, we just commit each of these to you. We ask that your great blessing would rest upon each one for your name's sake. And all God's people said amen. 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 So for our counselors, we kind of have two parts of our camp side of camp, cottage and village. And so I'm going to ask the head counselors just to give us like a really brief synopsis of what you're going to bring to the children. It'll help us pray for you during these couple of weeks. And so Brother Andrew and is your wife here, Sister Cheryl, or is she here in the meeting? She's up in the taking care of cottage business. They're heading up the cottage ministry, and then Johanna is leading the village, said counselor. So maybe each of you could just share what you're doing and how we can pray.
I'll go first. Our theme this year is rooted, taken, of course, from Ephesians 3, that you being rooted and grounded in love, the love of God, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. How do you explain to children the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge? How can you teach something that you can't know the entirety of? I don't know. But we can show them. We can try to show them. And I'm so thankful for the group of women that I have with me. Each one is truly an answer to prayer. And it's, you know, it's first period again. First period came up again, kind of fast this year. but it came together in such a way, Alice knows too, that people were approaching us asking, saying, hey, God put it on my heart that I should be here for first period. And of course they were very humble about it, saying like, is that okay with you? And of course that was fine with us. Such an interesting group. Maybe it all seems very likely to you, but to me it seems very interesting, all the different people that are gathered here with us. And I just can't help but think that God has something so special for the girls. Of course we're praying for them, but so special for these counselors. I feel that some of them have joined us maybe at a low point, but God has something so special in store for us. I can't wait to see. Amen. I can't wait to see what it is and what He will do. And if you're praying for us, you can pray that we would be the hands and feet of Jesus to these girls.
Yes.
That we would be able to demonstrate to them what the depth of God's love. So thank you. Thank you for praying.
I was going to ask you to stand to pray, but what I'd like to do is have just a few of the women come behind them, and let's lay hands on them while we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Precious Jesus, we love you. Hallelujah. Jesus, we praise you, Lord God. Lord, we lift up these ladies to you, Father. We thank you, Lord, as we kick off this season, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you have called each one of these ladies specifically for this time, Lord God. And Father, we pray, we thank you, Lord, that they have been obedient and listen to your call, Lord Jesus. We know that you have a plan, you have a purpose, Lord God. There's no denying that they should be here at this time. And Father, we thank you, Lord. We lift them up, Lord. We pray that you would pour yourself into them, pour your Holy Spirit into them, Father. Lord, that you would fill them with your love, that you would fill them with patience, Lord, that you would fill them with wisdom, Lord Jesus, as they work with the girls, as they live with the girls these next 2 weeks, Father. I pray that you would just let your light shine through them, Lord, that they will see your love and feel your love, Lord God. Father, I pray that you would just bless them in each situation. Unite them together, Lord Jesus, in you. Lord, that they would only look to you for the answers. Not their own strength, Lord, but your strength, that you would give them that wisdom. And Father, we lift up the girls that will be coming up. Lord, you have a plan and a purpose for each one to be here. And Father, we don't know their backgrounds, but you do. And Lord, you know those that are coming from broken homes, Lord God, the things that they're dealing with, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father, that you would save their hearts, Lord, that you would maybe some that need to come back to you, Father, whatever it may be. Lord, that you would just fill them with your Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus, that they would know without a shadow of a doubt that you love them, that you created them, and that you know them, Lord Jesus. And I pray that they would seek you and that they would find you, Lord Jesus. Meet them in their meetings. Meet them in their bunks, Lord God. I pray that you would just minister to their hearts, Lord Jesus, and that you would unite them together also, Father. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise. We pray for protection over the camp, Lord God. Father, that you would just protect hearts. You protect physically also, Lord Jesus. We just thank you, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Brother John, today someone asked me if I remembered my time in the cottage. And it's not quite 55 years. But I can't do the math either. But it's not too far off from that. And I guess I hadn't been asked that question in a while, and I thought about it, and I was surprised how many memories came flooding back. From my time in the cottage. I too was homesick, but I stuck it out. And similar to what you expressed, most of those memories, I think most of them centered around the counselors that I had and the way they encouraged me in different ways and ministered to me. And so it's a sobering thought. I never thought I would be a cottage counselor, but here we are, and what a privilege that is. I was, well, I'll say this first. It's hard to put a title to our theme, so we're going to tell them about Jesus. And I guess the lessons do center around the Christmas story. But there are some lessons to get us there, and then, just really a focus on the basics of what is salvation, why we need salvation, what is sin, and am I a sinner at 6 years old? Mm-hmm. Those kind of questions that really need to be answered, and really can be answered, even at that young age. Many of us know that because we were in the cottage and we had those experiences where the Lord spoke to us in very wonderful ways. And so I'm excited to be there. All the prayer requests that my niece mentioned to you, I echo that you would pray for us as well. On Saturday, I had the privilege to attend a one-person graduation ceremony. He was homeschooled. But he gave a testimony, and he did a great job. He's like me. He gets emotional when he has to speak in front of people, but he held it together much better than I was expecting him to. But the one thing he said that really, from the whole day, stuck out to me, he talked about his time here at camp, and he talked about a night where he was just, he said he was sitting in the kitchen and was just completely exhausted, wiped out, and do I really have to go to meeting tonight? I just want to go to bed. And then the Lord spoke into his heart, and here I go. No, but he said at that moment he realized, how privileged am I to be this tired for Jesus? Mm-hmm. So our goal this period should not be to reach that point where we're completely wiped out. That's not, I'm not going to try to top that. But what a reminder, what a privilege we have to serve Jesus at this place and in this way, to really minister into the hearts of, and lives of children and of all of God's people here.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you. Who's here?
Sister Caroline. Cousin Caroline.
The two of you?
We're the ones that are here. And Amelia is also down in the cottage. And towards the end of the period, Sister Pat Chang will be joining us as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can I have a couple ladies come?
This was my camper many years
ago.
Thank you,
Father. Let's pray together. Precious Jesus, Oh, Lord, we thank you, Father. We thank you for Brother Andrew, Lord, Sister Carolyn, Lord, Sister Cheryl, Sister Amelia, Lord. We thank you for their hearts, Lord God. We thank you that they have obeyed your calling, Lord Jesus, to be here at this time, Lord God. This opportunity to minister to these little ones, Father. As you said in your word, let the little children come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. And Lord God, I pray, dear God, at this time that you would just minister to them. Lord, that you would fill them with yourself, Lord God. We thank you as we hear about the memories that are created during these times, because it's all about you, Jesus. And Father, I pray that you would just give them your supernatural strength through this time, Lord Jesus. That you would just fill them with your love, Lord God, for the children. Patience, Lord God. Wisdom again, as we pray before, Lord Jesus. I pray that you would do this, Lord. And your word that goes forth, Lord Jesus, that the children, even though they're young, it doesn't matter, Lord God. They can know you with their whole heart. And we pray that your Holy Spirit would just fill those cottages, Lord God, that they would fill that chapel time, Lord Jesus, that the children would worship you, Lord Jesus. As Sister Carolyn mentioned to me the other day how a few years back the children would worship you and love you, Lord God. And I pray that you would just do that. Do a great work these next days, Lord God. Do it, Father. I pray that your Holy Spirit would minister and that you would protect them. I pray for the children as they come, Lord God. Father, whatever they bring with them, Lord God, you know each heart. And we just lift them to you and we praise you and we thank you for this opportunity. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Glory.